We are continuing in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simen Dalid, beginning now Sif Yud Dalid. Continuing yesterday, the theme was, what about if a person's in a place where they're not sure whether they're actually required to wash? So we're going to see that one should, yes, wash, but without a bracha. So here we go, Yud Dalid. Hishkim koidim amud shachar v'not yodav. So a person got up before alos, and now they will wash their hands. So yesh listapik. Now we have a suffik, a doubt. In tzarech litol yodav pamacheres. You have to wash your hands a second time. Kashir hayom. When it comes daylight, in order to remove ruach ra hashura al yadayim, to remove the ruach ra that's on your hands, so the Haggadah, the Ramah says, yitlaim below bracha, so you wash but without a bracha. So let's speak this out. Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed Aleph, kishayir hayom, now when it's daylight, kiyeshoimrim de be'amud hashachar choyz haruach ra lishros pam shenis, because with amud hashachar now, a second time, the ruach ra returns. In 41, the deer shoe, they bring an interesting thing. What's the din about slichos? Imagine in Chodesh Elul, when a person has gotten up early, and now it's early before Elos HaShachar. So he says like this, Hishkim kodem Elos HaShachar lemosh slichos kosamate Ephraim. It's one of the major sfarim dealing with the halachos of the Yom and the Raim. Shitov shenis achrei sheyigmor loymosh slichos le'er hayom. So you should wash your hands a second time after slichos is over with, before you start davening shachris. You don't have to stop in the middle of the slichos to go wash your hands. He brings Reb Chaim Kanievsky. As we learn not to walk more than Dalat Amos without your hands. Similarly, not, you don't have to worry about touching the parts of your body, your orifices, any places that's open. This doesn't really apply in this case. Okay, then Mishnah Berurah continues in Lamed Beis, Lahavir, this is to remove the Ruach Ra. Hachalo Naka Lehispalo. We're not talking about davening here, Kamosha Kosa Basif Yud Gimels, we said earlier. Devade Mishum Tefila Ein Tzarech Vezeh Od Hapam Litol Yadayim. You do not need to wash a second time over here for tefillah. That's covered already. Vafila Im Chozer Veyashin Pam Shenis Kodem Omer Shachar. Even a person would go back to sleep for an hour. They got up to learn a little bit. They washed their hands. They went back to sleep. And now they get up a second time. We're talking here about Ruach Ra. And you don't make a brach again, even if you slept here. Shnas Keva is going to be more than a half hour. We'll see later on. The Bir Halacha gives different opinions, but we're going to assume it's 30 minutes. The Anachosha Shein L'Shitas HaRashba. The reason why you're not going to, because we're concerned, we take into account the opinion of the Rashba, that a person is made into a brand new creation. To Svir Lei, the Tan, the Tila Mishum, the Baboykia Nasa Bria Chadasha, because in the morning you're made into a Bria Chadasha, a brand new creation, and it only works once. To Pam Achas Nasa Adam Bria Chadasha, Velosh Te Pamim. You only become new once a day, you don't become new twice a day. So therefore, since you already became new, you're a Bria Chadasha already, and now you went back to sleep, okay, so you're not going to wash. So we are Choshesh for this opinion of the Rashba, we're not going to make a brach on this. Umishum Ruach Ra, right, which is that's what's remaining, is concerned about the Ruach Ra, Bilvad, that by itself, lo tiknu bracha. So we've seen previously that we'd not make a bracha just on removing Ruach Ra. Lamed Gimel, below bracha. Again, this is the klal is when you have a suffix, we're not going to make the bracha over here. Hine nire zafile in bepam harishon kishinot yodav lo berach al natilas yadayim. Even if you didn't make the bracha when you washed the first time, mikol malkum lo yivarech atot. You still, nevertheless, do not make the bracha right now. The Eich Yomer, because how could you say Vitzivanu al natilas yadayim, who commanded us on washing this? Halakvar yotzi dechovas al natilas tefila dasa rosh, because you already were yotzi yet. According to the Rosh, that it was a din of your hands touched an unclean place, and you washed already for that. Mavur bebeis Yosef. So in this case, nevertheless, as we saw in yesterday's shir, that a person could place themselves into a situation which would require them to make the bracha. What does that mean? Use the restroom, go to the bathroom before you daven. You would have to make a bracha, as we mentioned earlier, b'sif dalid. Sivkotin dalad v'shem chay adam. Okay, now, tesvav. Yashin bayom. If a person sleeps during the day, yesh lehis tapik im tzarech la'aros mayim aleihem shalosh pa'amim. So again, here's a safek. Do you have to wash netilas yadayim for this? So said the Rama, yitleim below bracha. So you're going to wash again without a bracha. So the Mishnah verse speaks out what exactly is the suffix based on. In Lamedal, yesh lis tapik, ilai the gorim l'ruach hatuma o shein gorim. What's the gorim? What's the cause? Is it that I slept or is it the night? So if it's sleeping, then sleeping applies whenever you sleep, both during the daytime and the nighttime, you'd have to wash. Or maybe no, maybe it's not a din in sleeping per se, it's a din in the nighttime. So therefore in the nighttime, and here it's daytime you slept, so you would not have to do it. That's our safek. So then the Mishnah Berurah continues, says, V'davka, we're specifically talking, okay, Sayoshin Shiti Nishme. We had 60 breaths, which again, we'll give different opinions, but we're going to explain right now, 30 minutes. Ava pochos mizeh, but you slept less than a half hour, ein ruach ra shura afila b'layla. Even in the nighttime, you won't have a ruach ra on you if it's less than 30 minutes. Tez Zayin. David Haya Nisar Shalishon Shiti Nishmin. David HaMelech, all of Shalom, was careful not to sleep 60 breaths, which means 30 minutes, pirish shishim nishimos, kadesh lo yitom tam misa, not to taste the taste of death. And this is based upon the Goran Brachos that says that Shena is ech mishisha misa, that this is 1/60th of death, is it? Now 1/60th, as we know in Hilchos Kashrus, is always when the item ceases to become recognizable. If you have a ratio of 1 to 59, like in Kashrus, so say Tam Ki'ikr, and then the item is present. When you have up to 60 now, it's Batal B'Shishim, so it ceases to be identified. So what it means is like it's that, I don't know, that fuzzy, that twilight zone where sleep is a little bit like death. Okay, the Gemara gives other examples of things that are Echa M'Shishim as well over there. So says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hei, Shitin Nishmei, Roitzalom and Ritzufim consecutively. Ela Hayim is Nam name Kama Pamim Pachos Mishitin Nishme Ad Chatzos Halayla. So David HaMelech wouldn't sleep consecutively that much, but he would sleep a little bit, like, you know, dozing off a little bit. Mechatzos Ve'elach. But once Chatzos came, as the Gemara tells in the beginning of Brachos, Hayim is Gabra Ke'ori. David would arouse like a lion to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lamed Vav, this applies Davka Beyom. He Sigul of Achronim. They comment on this Achronim. Delo Nimtza Sham. Cain begemar rak al ha'amaroyim. It's the amaroyim were careful. Aval David ba'atzmo gam b'layla ha'inisar. But David himself was careful even at nighttime. V'naf gamina kol zel didon. So how does this apply to us? Shebal nefesh yachmir al kol ponim b'yom. So bal nefesh should be machmir on himself not to sleep during the daytime. Aval shabbos. I'm sorry, v'ein shabbos. This does not apply to sleeping on Shabbos. There's an Indian of Onik Shabbos to take a nap. In the biography from Reb David Lifshitz Zatzal, he was lying down during the daytime, and he didn't want to mention this. It's a bizoyan. He considered it a bizoyan to be resting during the daytime. Just one moment, I think this might be the first time we've seen in Mishnah Berurah the phrase Baal Nefesh. And Rav Shechter has pointed out that it used to be when people would see the phrase in Baal Nefesh, they would think, oh, that's tzaddik that I know, or that's that very righteous person. Nowadays, people read the Mishnah Berurah and think the Baal Nefesh, oh, that's me. So we have to take everything within context, is who is the real Baal Nefesh that's being referred to over here, not to sleep at all. He says, I in the common, b'simin reish lamed alasif alif. Over there, that's the powerful dinim of Bechol Derecha Deu, to know Hashem in all of our ways. To im ef shalol dilmoi below shnas tzaharayim mutalisha ma'at. If a person cannot function, won't be able to learn unless they take a little bit of a nap in the afternoon, then you should take that nap. Avol yarich bo, but not to take such a long nap. Ein sham, the ein sham. Again, over there, it's a very high level he's talking about, but the person shouldn't have in mind, I'm napping just because it's going to be a geschmack, take a good schluff. No, I'm napping now, I'm resting now because I need this to have strength in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayim b'machzis ha-shekha shekosav de'inyin ha-shein b'yom toy l'fi ma shehu adam. Depends on each person. Depending on how much he needs. In the dusha they bring from the Aruch HaShulchan, that many gedolim did take naps during the afternoon because they needed it. In my son's yeshiva, they have a room set aside for the rebbeim that they can take they can rest, they can lie down if they need to for the koch in order to learn, to be able to teach. There's nothing wrong with it as long as it's done within the proper context. Last halacha for today is Yud Zayin. Says the... Wait, did I skip? I didn't do the Ramah. I'm sorry, let me go back. I didn't finish the Ramah. Hagol, Gemara, Perek, Hayoshin, Mashma, Dadavka, Beyom, Hayanisar. Okay. Yeah, sorry. We did the Mishnah before reading the Ramah, but that's what he's talking on. Okay, last one is Yud Zayin. Yesh Nogin, Lirchot, Pihem, Shachris. This is, we mentioned it, but this is actually what's brought down halacha. This is the source behind washing one's mouth out before davening, because you can say Hashem's name. Bibnei Haririm, Shebetoch, Hapeh, because the spittle that remains in a person's mouth overnight. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, Mipnei Haririn, the spit, Kitzarech Lahazkir Es Hashem HaGadol B'Kedusha V'Tahara. Quoting from the Beis Yosef, when you mention Hashem's name, what is Zuchus to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? So we have to do this with Kedusha and Tahara. Ve'im hu istinis, for the person is, they'll call him like finicky, ve'ena roitz l'hachnei samayim l'fiv, they wouldn't put unclean or unfiltered water or something like that in their mouth. They're very careful. They don't, and meaning, and it's not available. If you have the water available, tap water, whatever it is, and you wouldn't do it. So if you have no water available, se'ein ma'akev levorich. Bringing from the Levush, Mordechai Yaffe, who's Yortzeit, is a Gimel Adersheni. So it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev, a person's not able to wash the mouth. Just one final point. What exactly is the shiris? The Bir Halacha discusses what the amount of time is sleeping. It's from Dira Maschio David, Shitin Nishmei. Rababo Hadeos Bashir Zer. There's a lot of opinions as to what exactly is the amount of sleep. Yeshomindahu Shalosh Shos. Some say it's opinion of 3 hours. That would be the amount of time to sleep. Viraya Mehada Arizal Hayayashe Meshabas Bez Vigimel Shos. The Arizal will sleep 2-3 hours on Shabbos. Yesh Doichin. No, that's not a proof. But the Shiny Talmud Chacham Shabbos, because there's a difference for Talmud Chachamim, their sleeping schedule, and others. The Mitzvah La'anig Shabbos. The Ode, second reason. Maybe woke up and didn't sleep in one complete, uninterrupted stretch. That it's 30 minutes, half an hour, right? That's what we hold. And some say, 3 minutes. Wow. So we got 3 different extremes. We got 3 hours, 30 minutes or 3 minutes. Alkein, bal nefesh yachmir lefi kocho, person should be machmir according as they ought to. But they point out in the dirshu that the psak is going Ruchaim Kanievsky shlita, shaminig lahaki lepachos mechatzi shah, that we are holding like that 30 minute time frame, again, the middle of the three shitas, not 3 hours, not 3 minutes, right? In the middle of the road with 30 minutes. Okay, that concludes today's limud.